Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
The dad of a girl who ended up in hospital after being attacked on her way home from school in Margate has told KMFM he's grateful to strangers who've come forward to try and help the family. Paul Cooper's 12-year-old daughter was knocked out after being punched and stamped on in the street yesterday afternoon.
He has a good few friends that he enjoys talking to and around with, and he just seems like a happy-go-lucky person. Last night, he was like looking at another girl, like away.
Police have arrested two girls aged 13 and 14 after mobile phone footage of the attack was put on social media. Bosses at Charles Dickens School in Broadstairs say they're very concerned about what's happened and will do everything in their power to protect the safety of all pupils.
KMFM News.
Rail fares will be going up by an average of 3.1% in the new year, and these passengers at London Bridge Station are angry.
It's disgusting, really, because every year they go up and the train service isn't great.
Oh, it's been appalling. But at the same time, things get more expensive. It's going to get worse if they don't have more money to put into it, surely.
The increase will see people paying more than £5,600 to get from Canterbury to London every year, a rise of £160. Meanwhile, an annual high-speed season ticket from Ashford to the capital will cost more than £6,600, up by £200. The industry says the extra money is needed to improve services. Pregnant women are being warned not to drink alcohol, as researchers highlight the scale of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Up to 17% of children in the UK could have the condition, which affects things like behaviour and learning. Two brothers are facing jail for breaking into a home in Rochester and tying up the people inside before stealing jewellery. The 51 and 59-year-olds threatened two house sitters in the early hours of the morning on Shoresway in February. They've both been convicted after police found DNA at the scene. Marriott says 500 million guests' data may have been exposed in a breach dating back 4 years. Passport details, phone numbers and payment card info were all accessed. The hack in the US affected its Starwood properties, which includes several luxury hotels in London. Two Kent primary schools are being expanded to give children with special educational needs somewhere to learn. A new facility to support pupils with speech, language and communication needs is being set up at John Wesley Primary near Ashford, while two classrooms at King's Farm School in Gravesend will be converted into space for youngsters with autism.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the Gillingham boss says his side won't be complacent heading into their second round FA Cup tie this weekend. The Gills needed a replay against non-league Hartlepool to make it through and face National League South Side Slough Town on Sunday. Here's manager Steve Lovell.
We're just preparing as normal, as if we're playing against a league side, because that's the way we've got to approach it. We've got to give them every kind of respect. They've done very well to get to this stage of the FA Cup, so they're a good side.
Elsewhere, Maidstone United welcome Oldham Athletic to the Gallagher Stadium tomorrow. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.